Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very, very welcome back to the programme. Now, in 1900, the National Gallery of Ireland received a bequest of 31 watercolours and drawings by J.M.W. Turner. Vaughan had stipulated in his will that the watercolours had to be exhibited every year free of charge for the month of January when the light is at its weakest. I'm now joined by Sean Rainbird, Director of the National Gallery of Ireland. You're very, very welcome to the programme, Sean.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Listen, it's especially because last year, because of the restrictions, the exhibition couldn't go ahead.
Hugely disappointing. Actually, what happened was they were on the wall, but then the gallery had to shut on the 23rd of December, as everyone knows, and right up to May last year. So the Turners were on view but not seen, which is a great pity. So it's fantastic for us to have them back on the wall this January.
Absolutely. 121 years now since they were first exhibited. Tell us, why is, and I know there's lots of people trying to get tickets and to get to see it, but why is Turner such a special artist? Why was the stipulation, why is light so important for his work?
Well, any work on paper is going to deteriorate quicker, and the higher and harsher the light, the quicker they'll deteriorate. So what happens with any collection, I mean, if you have something in your home, put it in a dark corner if you're going to hang it. Mm-hmm. And certainly in museums, a lot of works on paper spend a lot of time in boxes, in drawers, and very, very controlled display under low controlled lighting. So that's what every museum in the world does. And actually, it was a lot of foresight with Henry Vaughan to say he wanted these wonderful works to be preserved for a very long time. And if you think about it, cumulatively over 120 years, they've been on display for about 10 years in total, and they are in fantastic condition. So it was a very very enlightened idea to say, okay, only in the month of January, the darkest month, we control the light, obviously. So it's a real post-Christmas, New Year treat. And I think the Irish public have always seen it that way. And they come in their droves to see these absolutely extraordinary watercolours by Turner, which stretch right across his career. And obviously this year it's going to be slightly harder because there are restricted numbers in the gallery. We've launched an online tour so people can actually see them from their living rooms on their computers. But, of course, the real thing is something else.
It is. And how many people can get to see it? Presumably they have to book in advance to try and get hold of it.
Yes. I mean, I think the numbers will be controlled in the space itself. The people attending the rooms will do their very best to allow as many people as possible, but there will be some traffic control. I think it really helps in terms of contact tracing for people to book in advance, to get into the gallery as a whole. That helps us and it helps people, but we try and put as few obstacles as possible in the way of people enjoying the wonderful works we have at the gallery. But of course, with the current restrictions, we have to do a bit of that.
And of course, it's not just the only works, because there are some rare Irish drawings by Francis Place that are being displayed, I think, for the first time since 1972. Tell us a little bit about those works.
Well, you're talking about a group of works on paper again from the late 17th century, 1698, and which puts them as almost the earliest sort of topographical studies, landscape studies of places like Drogheda and Waterford and Dublin and Kilkenny, you know, the castle at Kilkenny, obviously, Phoenix Park in Dublin, the view of Howth from Ringsend, those sorts of views, and St Mary's Abbey in Drogheda. And they're very, very early depictions, and there aren't very many at all around. So they're very, very precious panoramic length works on paper.
So this is the 50th anniversary of the gallery's acquisition of Francis Place's works. Why are they only on display for the first time? Was there a reason why we're only getting to see them now?
Yeah, they have been on display before, but not not for a very long time. Actually, we had, of course, planned to do it last year, but that fell foul, as we know. Mm. So they will be on display very, very occasionally. But they are, and they have been. But it's the 50th year since we acquired them, using the funds that George Bernard Shaw's magnificent bequest allowed us to, purchase what was then quite an expensive group of works of art. But they're very, very rare.
And finally, Sean, before I let you go, for any Turner fans who may not get in to see the exhibition, there is a treat in store later in the year.
Yeah, it's great news, actually, that we have, I'm working with the Tate Gallery. I used to work for them myself, actually, years and years ago. I started my career there. And we're bringing a group of oil paintings as well as works on paper, so things that won't have been seen a lot, to an exhibition in the autumn, beginning of October right through to January next year. Turner, the sun is God. I mean, he is the artist of atmosphere, the weather, these magnificent natural formations of weather, of the sky, of the mountain ranges. And this is an exhibition that explores everything from the observation of nature right through to the sublime, to the imagination that can come from looking at nature and experiencing weather and the atmospheric conditions. So it's a fantastic autumn treat for everyone who loves Turner.
And hopefully Omicron and COVID will hopefully be fading from our language by next October. But I suppose, Sean, one of the upshots of the pandemic is the fact that this exhibition and also the Turn of the Sun is God can also be viewed online. I suppose that's been one of the impacts of the pandemic, that people can get access to the works, even if not in person.
Absolutely. It's always an enrichment. I would say never a substitute, always an enrichment. And I think it gives people the sort of impetus to come to the gallery as soon as they can. It's been wonderful to see people coming back, whether to see Turner or anything else. But people have seen it as a place of pleasure, of joy, of refuge, of solace. And it's just, you know, we welcome all the visitors back.
Well, there we go. Turner and Place, Landscapes in Light and Detail. You might be one of the lucky ones to get to see that. Sean Rainbird, Director of the National Gallery, thanks for joining this afternoon. Let's take a quick break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.